Welcome to Base by Base, the papercast that brings genomics to you wherever you are. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to follow and rate us in your podcast app. We all know that the raw material for, well, all of evolution is mutation.
Mm-hmm.
And in genetics, we spend a lot of our time focused on finding those really consequential changes, the tiny typos in the DNA code that can, you know, dramatically alter how a gene works.
That's right. When you're hunting for the genetic cause of a disease, say cancer or schizophrenia, you're basically looking for those specific, often brand new mutations.
Right.
But here's the puzzle we're getting into today. What if the most vulnerable, hyperactive spot in the entire genome, the absolute starting line of almost every single gene, is routinely ignored by the very tools we use to find inherited disease risk?
That sounds like a massive blind spot.
It is.
We're talking about the gene's transcription start site, the TSS, the spot where all the machinery first clamps on to read the DNA. And this deep dive found that this area is a spectacular mutational hotspot.
And it's fueled by errors that happen only during the very, very earliest stages of human development. It fundamentally changes how we have to look at inherited risk.
Because we've been filtering them out.
We've discovered a previously hidden mechanism for germline mutation that our standard methods were, inadvertently just filtering out.
Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah.
This sounds like a real mystery to solve.
Before we jump in, we really want to acknowledge the incredible research team whose work we're exploring today. This analysis is based on the article, Transcription Start Sites Experience a High Influx of Heritable Variants Fueled by Early Development, published online on November 26, 2025 in Nature Communications.
And we celebrate the outstanding work of the entire team, led by Miguel Cortez Guzman, David Castellano, Claudia Serrano-Colomé, Vladimir Saplarsky, and Donate Wickhorn, especially those at the Center for Genomic Regulation and the Barcelona Institute of Science and Technology. Their insights have just, well, dramatically advanced how we understand these mutation rates.
Absolutely. So to set the stage a bit, the relationship between transcription, you know, the process of reading DNA into RNA and mutation rates is a pretty contentious issue in genomics.
Hmm.
In our body's cells, the soma, we generally see that highly transcribed regions have lower mutation rates.
Right, because the act of reading the gene also triggers a cleanup crew. Basically, a process like transcription-coupled repair.
Exactly, TCR.
Yeah.
But the germline, the cells that make sperm and eggs, it behaves differently.
Yeah.
The consensus there has been messy.
I've seen that. Some studies find that same negative correlation. Others find nothing, or even a positive one once you control for other things. It's been a real open question.
It has. We know there are three main things that link transcription and mutation. You mentioned TCR, the repair side.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's transcription-associated mutagenesis, or TAM, which is when the machinery itself introduces errors. And then there's the binding of transcription factors, which can leave the DNA exposed.
So the intuition then was that the place where transcription starts, the promoter and the TSS, that must be critical. That's where all the tension is.
Precisely. We already see higher mutation density near those sites in, for instance, cancer genomes. So the study's goal was really clarity, to quantify the true effect of transcription by looking really closely at the mutation density right at the starting line, the TSS, and the finish line, the TTS.
So to do that, they needed just a huge amount of data.
Yeah.
How did they get a clean look at the baseline mutation rate without natural selection getting in the way?
They use a really powerful proxy, extremely rare variants, or ERVs.
Okay.
These were sourced from two massive cohorts, NOMAID and the UK Biobank, hundreds of thousands of people. And these variants are found in less than 0.01% of the population.
So they're so new that evolution hasn't had time to weed out the bad ones.
Exactly. They're a fantastic proxy for the raw underlying germline mutation process.
And what do they compare them against?
Two other key data sets, de novo mutations, or DNMs, the ones that pop up for the first time in a child.
From family sequencing, right?
Yes. And somatic mutations from the Big Pan Cancer Genome Project.
Okay, so let's get into the analysis, because this is where it gets really precise. They calculated a sequence-corrected mutation rate in these tiny little Windows 100 base pairs right at the start and end of genes.
And that sequence-corrected part is just, it's absolutely essential.
Why is that?
Because different DNA sequences naturally mutate at different rates. A GCA is not the same as a TTA. So they used a genome-wide 5-MERU model, which is a very sophisticated way of saying they controlled for the DNA alphabet itself.
So any variation left over has to be because of a biological process, like transcription, not just the letters themselves.
You got it. But here's the crucial step, the thing that really drives the whole paper. They realized there was this expected difference between the ERVs from the population and the DNMs from families.
And how do they bridge that gap?
They built a third, absolutely critical data set, early mosaic variants.
I see variants.
These are mutations that happen during the first few cell divisions after fertilization. They pulled data from 11 different studies on these early life events. And this was the key, because these are the exact variants that standard family sequencing pipelines just systematically miss.
Ah, so you're comparing two data sets that disagree, and you bring in a third to find out why. That is clever.
It is.
So what did they see? What did the results show?
Well, the primary result was immediately striking. They found a huge mutational hotspot for certain kinds of ERVs right near the transcription start site. It stretched for several hundred base pairs in both directions.
A hotspot. How big are we talking? What was the magnitude?
At the 1 kilobase scale, the excess in these rare variants reached up to 14%. But when they zoomed right in to the first 100 bases just downstream of the start site, the density was increased by up to 35%.
35%? That's not just noise. That's a major zone of instability.
Without a doubt.
Okay, so the ERVs, our best look at the raw mutation rate, show this explosive hotspot. That's one half of the puzzle.
Sure.
So what about the DNMs, the ones from family sequencing?
They did not.
Though
the DNMs, surprisingly, failed to show any significant excess of these mutations there. They found other expected patterns, a known deficit of another mutation type, but that big hotspot, it was gone.
So the mutations are clearly being born there at a high rate. That's what the ERV data shows.
Hmm.
But they aren't showing up when we sequence families. That points right to a filtering problem, doesn't it?
It does. And that is where the early mosaic variants provided the perfect answer. The difference is completely resolved by the fact that the TSS is just massively enriched with these early mosaic mutations.
Okay, let's just clarify that for everyone. A de novo mutation, we think of that as happening in a parent's germ cells and being in every cell of the child. A mosaic variant happened after fertilization, so it's only in some fraction of the child's cells.
Exactly right. And the data showed a huge clustering effect. These early mosaic mutations had an excess of 52% right downstream of the TSS.
52%.
Which tells us the mechanism is active early. And because these variants aren't in every cell, the standard software pipelines that look for clean inheritance patterns, they just throw them out. They're masked from view.
So the TSS is incredibly prone to mutation, but our tools have been blind to it because of when it happens. That's an enormous finding. So what's actually driving this? What's the machinery?
The researchers ran a deep regression analysis, and upstream of the TSS, they found links to divergent transcription, so transcription running in the opposite direction, and evidence of somatic double-strand breaks, DSBs.
And downstream, inside the gene.
Downstream, they found all the classic signs of transcriptional stress,
yeah.
Active histone marks, TATA box promoters, and two really key physical problems, R-loops.
Those unstable knots where RNA sticks back to the DNA?
Yep, and RNA to stalling.
Which is basically a traffic jam.
Mm-hmm.
The RNA polymerase the second in machine, starts to read the gene, but then gets stuck right at the beginning.
Exactly. And when it stalls, the DNA is left vulnerable. Repair can't happen efficiently. And here is the real smoking gun. The hotspot was strongly associated with mitotic double-strand breaks, the kind from normal cell division.
Not meiotic ones.
But showed no significant association with meiotic DSBs, the ones from later on when sperm and eggs are made.
That is definitive. It means this is all happening early in life during those first mitotic divisions, not during the creation of the gametes themselves.
And on top of that, the mutational signature analysis, which is like a fingerprint left by different repair processes, it confirmed the whole scenario.
What did the fingerprints look like?
They found signatures like SBS3, which points to defective homologous recombination repair, and others like SBS40BC, which are linked to a really error-prone backup repair process called TMEJ.
So when a break happens there, the cell is scrambling to fix it with these quick but very messy tools.
That's the picture, yes.
So if we connect all this, the fact that we systematically exclude these mosaic variants from our data represents a massive overlooked source of genetic risk.
It does. I mean, think about the clinical significance. All these big cohort studies looking for disease links using DNMs, they are inherently missing the most critical regulatory mosaic variants right at the TSS.
We've been looking for these important mutations, but we've basically only been looking in the mature cells, missing the earliest, most fundamental events.
Absolutely. And the genes in this hotspot, they aren't random. They're associated with over 20 different human cancers, lung, breast, ovarian, you name it. They're also linked to neurological disorders and defective limb development.
This has to have huge implications for something like schizophrenia, which is heavily linked to de novo mutations. If the most important regulatory variants are being missed, our risk models have to be wrong.
They must be underestimating the regulatory contribution, yes. We really need a fundamental shift in how we process sequencing data to make sure we capture these early events.
So what about from an evolutionary perspective? Does this hotspot just stick around forever?
It does not. The study showed that this TSS hotspot is actively being scrubbed out by purifying selection over time. It's really strong in the young, extremely rare variants, but the hotspot is basically gone when you look at older, common polymorphisms in the population.
So the mutations happening there are so frequently damaging that natural selection just purges them from the gene pool very, very quickly.
That's it. The genome is actively fighting the mutagenic environment that's created at the TSS. It just shows how much pressure there is to keep that critical area stable.
And this research also helps resolve that old debate we started with about transcription and mutation rights.
It really does. It suggests that the negative correlation people used to see is probably driven by other things like replication timing. But when you control for all of that, a true positive correlation between gene expression and mutation density does exist. Transcription initiation is, in fact, inherently mutagenic.
So bringing it all together, the transcription start site isn't just a switch for a gene. It's a control point where all these sources of early life instability, stalling, R-loops, DNA breaks, they all converge.
Yes, and that creates this hypermutable zone. And the evidence has been hidden from us because our pipelines filter out the very early mosaic events that are driving the whole thing.
So the central insight is this. A major, previously masked mutational hotspot exists at gene transcription start sites. This hotspot is driven by early life mitotic mutation events linked to transcription-related instability.
And because these early mosaic variants are so often filtered out, the true impact of these fundamental mutations on inherited disease risk has been systematically underestimated.
Which leaves us with a pretty big question. What does this discovery mean for our current estimates of inherited disease risk, particularly for complex disorders like schizophrenia or cancer, if our primary identification tools are inherently blind to the earliest, most critical regulatory mutations? This episode was based on an open access article under the CC BY 4.0 license. You can find a direct link to the paper and the license in our episode description. If you enjoyed this, follow or subscribe in your podcast app and leave a 5-star rating. If you'd like to support our work, use the donation link in the description. Now stay with us for an original track created especially for this episode and inspired by the article you've just heard about. Thanks for listening, and join us next time as we explore more science, base by base.
VVS starlight, thin as a wire, first spark flicks, little light fire, ink me skin, and slips a millimeter, silent tick in the newborn meter, before the names, before the rules. Before the world turns on its tools, there's a soft crack in the opening part. A quiet mark with a wandering heart. Some traces show up before we can count. Split once, twice, then they scatter out. Hidden in the crowd, learning to blend. Like salt in a sea that won't suspend. Right at the start, right at the start. Where the signal lifts and the maps take part. Break and fix that restless heart. In the first heartbeat of dark, right at the start. At the start, hey, whispers in the cold and they drift too far. What you don't get still leaves a scar. Right at the start, right at the start. Two lanes talk where the doorway glows. Echo and answer in opposing flows. Runner stalls at the green lit gate. Loot the threads, make the tension wait. Night shift hands with a clean, quick cut. Not the old ritual, not that rut. Different stitches in a different light. Holding the scene through the fragile night. City, I'm low under the baseline's pole. See her hiss in a streetlight low. If you only watch the finish line, you miss the spark where the signs align. Right at the start, right at the start. Where the signal lifts and the maps take part. Break and fix that restless heart. In the first heartbeat of the dark. Right at the start, right at the start. Whispers in the cold and they drift too far. What you don't catch still leaves a scar. Right at the start, right at the start.
too soon. A mosaic of us under a changing moon. Some pieces loud, some pieces small. Remember the first unguarded stage where beginnings bend and shadows start. And every birth carries part. Right at the start, right at the start. Where the signal lifts and the maps take part. Break and fix their restless heart. In the first heartbeat of dark. Right at the start, right at the start. Hidden in the crowd but it travels far. What you don't catch still leaves a scar. Right at the start. Right at the start.